I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey everyone, Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And if you like the idea of working with somebody who's here locally, they're going to be professional and courteous and keep you completely informed of all of your options, then First Equity, it's a no-brainer to work. There's no one else to work with. They're the best.
They really are. They're local. They've been doing mortgages in this community for so many years and just still have the passion and the positive attitude and want to make sure that they earn your business for life. And so many of our testimonies are like, their kids are now going to First Equity to get mortgages and things like that. But really, you need to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. If you're planning on buying a home in the near future, First Equity can help you with all of that. Call them today at 763-251-8000. Or you can always go to My Talk, keyword David.
We're hanging out with Lori and Julia. What is in store for us this hour?
All right, get your fingers going, ladies and gentlemen. We will take callers 3456-651-641-1071. We have our last pair of tickets to give away to Miss Janet Jackson. The Together Again tour is going to arrive in town at the Xcel Energy Center on Tuesday, May 30th. Luda is opening the show.
Luda.
And if you've followed along all week, you could maybe be lucky like Sharon, Steph, Linda, or Amy, who finished the line successfully.
Yes.
And it's really like, you know, a sentence. That's all we ask you to do. But I know it's tricky, the radio. So anyway, hopefully, as everyone is calling in and Grant's putting him on hold, I laughed and laughed about this idea of John Travolta and Katherine Heigl starring as lovers in an upcoming rom-com. I mean, I've been waiting for two lovers who could pass for grandfather and daughter.
Here's the thing. Okay, Lori.
I have been waiting for that rom-com.
It's happening right and left. Here's the thing about this. First of all, Firefly Lane, the last season, is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. You know, we love that book. It was a Kristen Harmel who wrote that book.
Hannah,
thank you. It's good. Mm-hmm. And you won't watch it because it's not your thing. No. You would never watch it, but your mom would like it.
I think she has watched
it. Yes. And I was just talking to my sister yesterday, and she's like, oh my gosh, have you watched Firefly Lane? I just love it. And even though Katherine Heigl has said some interesting things and has kind of a reputation, she's a really good actress, I think. So she's fun. So I kind of think they could make this cute and fun.
Okay. It's called That's Amore. He can dust off his acting wigs and she can...
I'm not opposed to this at all.
Try and get it, you know, and I don't know.
You won't see it anyway, Lori.
I won't.
It's not for you, but I would.
Okay.
That's Amore?
That's Amore.
Just talking about that in the Dirt Alert. What a weird movie.
What a weird movie.
But you guys wouldn't see it. I would.
Yeah. No, well, a chance.
I know.
It seems like a horribly misguided attempt at a movie.
Thank you.
Just doesn't sound great. Although Christopher Walken is in it, and if he's in it and he plays Katherine Heigl's father and he challenges John Travolta to a dance off and he wins, then I'd go to it.
No, there's got it. I mean, it could be cute.
Okay. All right. Let's get our people.
Who do we have, Grant?
Yes. So lined up, we have Susie was number three. So she's going to get the first shot. Stillwater Steve, in fact, number four caller. So he'll get the second shot. Chris was number five. So Chris will get the third shot. And caller number six was Deborah. So Deborah will get the fourth and final shot if the first three don't get it. So let's bring on Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hello.
Hi. You've been in the hopper this week before, haven't you, to win the tickets?
Yes.
Good. All right. So let's have today be your lucky day. Are you ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Hello?
3, 2, 1.
Susie.
Oh, shoot. Susie.
Susie, you there?
What's happening?
Uh-oh. She just hung up on her own there, unfortunately.
Shoot.
Well, let's go to Steve Stillwater. Steve, you ready to
just
go?
Just play it again.
I listen to Lori and Julia everywhere I go.
Thank you, Steve.
Sorry.
I feel like this has been the easiest one we've had all week.
I know. All Susie, poor Steve. All right, Chris. Chris, are you ready to go? Hi, you ready to go?
I think so.
All right, let's do it.
Smiling back at me.
Woo! Yes.
Nice. My God. Here we go. Let's hear it.
I love that song.
Yay. Right. I thought that was the easiest one yet. Congratulations, Chris.
Actually, I've known every single one this week, and I've never got through. So, and I heard the song, and I got scared. I'm like, I don't know if I know this one, but I did.
You awesome.
Did. Who are you going to bring to the show?
I have no idea. Probably my friend Nina, if she can get out of kids and husband time.
Okay, well, that you're going to want to make sure you got plenty of advance notice. It's the Tuesday. It's the day after Memorial Day.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
I saw Janet Jackson years ago in Target Center, and I was like the second row from the roof.
Wow.
So I'm ready for another go.
Yes. Oh, exciting. Good for you.
Yeah, good. I'm glad whoever gave us those tickets to give away. Thank you, promo team. All right, stay on the line, Chris, so he can get all your deets.
All right. Thank you.
He's going to do
that.
I'm
getting it right now.
Okay. Shakira is doubling down and making sure that the Tom Cruise rumor is over. Now she's been spotted out with Lewis Hamilton going in a restaurant together. So she's doubling down on the photo assumptions, Julia. The boat yesterday and now, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened. But how fun to be the most sought after bachelorette in Miami.
Well, here's the deal. So Lewis Hamilton invited both Shakira and Tom Cruise to the event to be in his VIP area, and that's why they were together in the first place.
Okay.
So all of the speculation and the flowers and everything, we don't even know if any of that happened at all.
Right.
Because I loved the line. Shakira could use a soft
pillow, a soft place to land.
Yes.
And she's not taller than Tom Cruise, and so that made us think a Tom Cruise source wouldn't make that joke.
Yeah. So I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
So we'll just see.
So they were his guests.
Yes. So Shakira.
I mean, she made her way to his house, too.
She did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lewis Hamilton's house.
She did.
I think it's, I like it ever since she's left Barcelona and become the sought-after bachelorette in Miami. That's fun for her.
I think so, too.
I mean, her man did her dirty.
Oh, God.
You know, and she outed him because of the jam.
She told, and that's a long story. But yes, anyway. I'd say you're right about that.
I wonder
that.
What we're going to give away next, Julia.
I don't know, but I love these things. Mm-hmm. I love the tickets. There's so much going on this summer. You know who's out on the road? On the road that hasn't been on the road for 20 years.
Who?
Keanu Reeves. He's touring.
His Dogstar Band?
His Dogstar Band is going to go start touring again. Think about it. There's no writing for movies and TVs and things like that.
Might as well hit the road.
So he's going to hit the road. I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Costner's band comes out on the road again. We've heard nothing.
No, Kevin Costner is filming his Western movie, which has been written, and that script is done.
Right.
I mean,
I'm dying to, but we've heard nothing else on that.
We have. I've got stuff for Hollywood speak.
All right,
yes, yes. Sources are speaking.
All right.
Not directly on Kevin's behalf, but yes, letting the world know he'd be open to her, to be her taking him back.
Oh, I
know. So he's done something bad.
Okay, there you go.
Besides neglect his family.
That's the Hollywood speak, pre-Hollywood speak, before the Hollywood speak. Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx. The Learning Rx Read study has just come back.
Was this a peer review study?
Yes, it was. And they studied 3,500 struggling readers and the effect that they had after going through the Read Rx training at Learning Rx. On average, they gained across 5 years in reading skills.
5 years. Okay, that is a lot.
It's amazing. 14-point increase in their IQ score. 6 years average gain in phonological awareness. This is serious stuff. Learning Rx works. And if your child is struggling and you're thinking tutoring and things like that, go to Learning Rx. Get to the root cause of the problem. If you go to Learning Rx, .com/MN, there's a special for the assessment there. Go check it out. Tell them Lori and Julia sent you. You will never regret finding out the root cause.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Is it? That's all it is.
Did someone just say, is it?
That's me. I was just trying to be Brittany for a second.
Because I don't know. Is there someone?
Every time we do this, I'm always just picturing Brittany going,
I know.
You know, doing the repeat of the line. That's all. Just
Brittany being Brittany.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Brittany today.
To her being a mom. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. This is her first one, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to know about? Let's tell you about passports. A third of Americans plan on traveling internationally this year.
Mm-hmm.
The passport, people who do and approve passports, the State Department has, during the pandemic, reassigned those people to other jobs and or had layoffs. So they've never been able, they're trying to catch up to the pre-pandemic staffing levels. Yeah. But it used to be 5 to 7 weeks to get a passport, but now you should renew your passport 9 months before you plan on before it expires.
Oh God! Jeez. What if it expires?
You don't want to have it expire. Don't let
because you have to pay extra money.
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
So if your passport is expiring within the next year, now is a perfect time to renew it.
All right.
It sounds silly because you kind of lose some time off of it, but on the other end, they're really having a hard time.
Well, you can't travel to Mexico if your passport expires within 6 months of travel.
Oh,
yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
many destinations.
Yeah, many. But Mexico is the biggest one as far as, because Europe doesn't have that as far as, because Casey had a passport that was expiring in April.
Mm-hmm.
We traveled to Mexico in November. And I'm like,
December, January, February,
you need to get a new passport.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're right.
Even with that enhanced license, you know, with the back.
No, that has nothing to do with traveling. No, no grants.
The real ID.
Well, no, the new enhanced one, you can technically go into Canada without a passport. And I don't know if that's the same for Mexico.
Well,
but
it's different. But Mexico, the passport is valid within 6 months.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So just look, everyone, just this weekend, if you're running around, just look at your passport. And then
people always laughed at me that was my graduation gift to Casey's kids, was a passport. We're getting them a passport.
That's
you never know when they're going to get invited to go on a trip to Paris.
It's a great thing.
What? Why don't we get him a passport?
It's something that you wouldn't think as a kid to do. So I think that's a great idea that if you got someone stepping in saying, here you go, I would have loved it.
I know it.
And maybe this is close to home, but maybe someone that I know very well got a Christmas present to go to Mexico and knew about it a month in advance and wasn't able to go.
That's right.
Because the passport, you couldn't get it expedited quick enough. And we do have, you know, passport offices, too, that you can go to.
My dad left a passport in a plane.
I remember that.
In case he had to drive him around all over the place. But he got it in 24 hours. But he also paid like $500.
Oh, geez.
And he had a copy of it.
Okay.
So that
allows
the number,
you to get to the.
Yes, it allowed him to pay for the privilege of expediting it. But that's because he'd made a copy of it and he had the everything.
Oh, wow. Right. So make a copy.
You always should make a copy of your passport.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes. More wives now out earn their husbands than ever before. I don't think this is surprising to anybody. But
if only we had parody.
Well, I'm not going to talk about that right now. But in the past, in the 60s and 70s, 70% of couples were more likely to divorce if the woman made more than the man. And we're talking traditional marriages. Now that number, of course, with times, is reduced way, way, way down. But the amount of people, most families have two people working now because you need two to pay for.
That's the new tradition.
The new tradition. Mm-hmm. So it's just.
Right. Are you reading psychological journals?
Nope, I'm not going to get to it. I'm not going to even get to it. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not even going to give you.
You feel like you're treading on my journals.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
That was in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
This one just made me laugh because I could just see someone doing this, because if you have, you know, the audio on your GPS and you're following it and you don't know where you're going and you're just listening to the person telling you, turn right, turn left, go straight. And I just have a vivid memory of my mom going on and off ramps trying to get to a baseball game once when she knew it was wrong, but the lady kept telling her to take a right-hand turn. I can just see her on a hamster trail. So this one, a tourist in Hawaii followed her GPS right into the ocean.
I saw this. Mm-hmm. This happens actually more often.
I mean, you look up, people, and think. So I just heads up. Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. I see what you did there. Nice job.
I just thought, wow. But it can happen. It can happen. I got two potential scams this week. One of them is a voicemail that I keep getting that I have COVID money for my employees of my business. And it's $26,000.
Oh, good.
But wow. I just want people to know I don't have a business with employees. But that one keeps coming and they keep calling me
They're very aggressive.
And then I got one.
They really want to convince you they have money, but if they.
$26,000.
They just need a few good vital pieces of information from
you. Right.
Oh,
but I'm. And then the other one was an email this week about something else that's missing in my paperwork for very important documents. So I just want to, when we get them, I just want to share them because I think they're getting sneaky and sneaky. And
this is another reason not to listen to voicemail or email.
We've got two reasons.
I had an email too, not more than like a couple days ago, that was from a so-called PayPal purchase that I never did.
Yes.
And it said that it was a refund. And then to get the refund, I had to fill in my credit card information to get the proper refund, but I had not purchased anything through PayPal. And the biggest look is just to go look at the email address. And usually it'll say PayPal invoice from @. And then it's some long thing not like at paypal.com, So that was where I realized it was wrong. But it was definitely someone trying to get my credit card for something I never did. So PayPal.
Mine was PayPal, too.
Yeah. So watch out for that one.
And I thought I'd never use PayPal. What are you even talking about?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're out there. White Castle is giving away free hamburgers on Monday.
Heck yeah.
To celebrate their...
It's National Slider Day, isn't it?
It is National Slider Day, but you have to order it through the app, of course. But you get one complimentary regular cheese slider on Monday if you're planning ahead for that. Oh. The world's oldest dog is 31 years old.
A dog is 31?
Bobby.
It's legit world record, too. Not like just someone who reported this who said their dog is this age. Like, it's a world record. 31-year-old dog.
31-year-old.
It's not a little one.
It's not. It looks like a kind of
like a chocolate lab.
Yeah.
It looks like an old chocolate lab. That's what I would have thought too, Lori. It would have been a younger, smaller dog. But no, it's a medium-sized dog. Unbelievable. 31 years. What a run.
I know Bobby is his name. His 31st birthday, he's in Portugal. Mm-hmm. They had 100 guests. And Bobby represents generations and generations of people. My gosh, 31 years old. That's amazing.
It's an honor to have a dog.
What's the longest that yours have lived?
Ooh, 13 or 14.
That's pretty old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't.
15.
Was that Springer? My Springer was almost 14. Mm-hmm. My Springer. Yeah. That's a good run.
I would say that's a good run.
Absolutely.
There's something that I'm going to talk about more when we get to Friday Picks, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. on this cool event happening this weekend called Doors Open Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And they're opening up historic. It's a way to explore our history of our buildings and things in the Twin Cities area. And there's a whole list. And Grant has put the list up on our website. And yep. They did it the first time ever last year. But one of the things that is on it is the Milwaukee Avenue Historic District, which is a small block of homes in the Seward neighborhood.
Oh, the little railroad houses.
Yes. They were built between 1884 and 1890 for lower income residents that worked with the railroad. And after World War II, they had deteriorated and they wanted to knock them down. But a group of residents and concerned citizens fought for them to save them. And the houses are on the National Register of Historic Places. Do you know where these are?
I do know where they are. I've been on that little street and I was like, look at these darling little houses.
And they,
because I used to live over there with our friend Charlie.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where this is. And so I thought I would like to go see that. But anyway,
yeah.
Grant posted Doors Open Minneapolis. We'll talk more about it later in our show. That's all I got for you.
Little fun railroad fact. So the PBS did a little history of like how America built the railroads. And my grandfather is in this PBS video.
Really?
We watched it when I was, and we didn't even know. My dad and I are sitting there watching, and all of a sudden there's this train of a bunch of guys riding by to their next job. And there's my grandfather giving the bird.
Oh my God.
Giving the bird to everybody. And this is in a PBS documentary. And we still have it to this day. And it's just one of the great, because my grandpa worked on the railroads back in the day. So.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, a little fun addition to the railroad story.
Everyone, Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And at the Hammernix, at their two flooring superstores, you will find the largest in-stock selection of brand names. You're also going to get personalized service from the flooring experts at Hammernix. But the largest selection of carpeting, hardwood flooring, laminate flooring, tile flooring, the vinyl flooring, if you have a home or a business. I mean, they do it all.
They absolutely do, and we love them for it. And they also have a designer at both locations, on the west side of town on Bass Lake Road and 169, and in St. Paul on Rice Street. And one of the other things about Hammernix is they have on-staff installers. You don't have to go out and be a contractor.
Find your own people.
Find your own people, figure out how it all works, and do the scheduling. They take care of that for you if you need it. Otherwise, you know, you're just getting the best prices, the best service from the best people in town.
Okay, so you know how a lot of actors, they just say they don't read the reviews.
Sure. You know? I don't listen to myself. I don't watch my movies. I don't read my reviews.
Many of them are lying.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care if I was good in that. Yeah. I've moved on.
Yeah. So, you know, there are some actors who admit that they do read them and they just stay above the noise and they just see the other people. Well, here's Seth Rogen. I think if most critics knew how much it hurts the people that made the things that they're writing about, they would second guess the way they write these things. It's devastating. I know people who've never recovered from it. Honestly, a year, decades of being hurt by film reviews.
Well, it's interesting that he wrote that, Lori, because...
You know, he said it in an interview.
Well,
I never thought Seth Rogen would be the complaining. Sensitive and complaining and explaining.
I would agree with you.
That was more shocking to me than anything.
Yes.
That he...
He feels like a sensitive guy, though. He really does.
He just lost his King Charles Cavalier, just like mine, and he tweeted about it and just the emotional. I connected on that. He also seems like a very emotional man.
I
guess this surprised me that he, you know, was like, film critics don't know how much they hurt people's feelings. I just wouldn't have expected he would be the guy to say that.
Yeah. And then he also had an article, too, gushing about his wife and how much he loves her and how great, like, they never spend time apart.
Yeah.
I think he's become.
And he also, go ahead, Grant.
I was going to say, I think he's become a different person than we saw in like 40 Old Virgin or wherever we saw him, you know, back in the day.
Right, right.
He also went on to say that he slams streaming company executives over the writer's strike.
As he should.
I'm personally distressed by not having any sense of how successful these shows. I'm personally distressed that the executives have no idea how these shows and movies make their damn streaming services, basically, he didn't say damn, the secretiveness only makes me think that they're making way more money than we even are hearing about.
Yeah, right.
And don't want to share any of it. Mm-hmm. These executives are making insane salaries.
They are making that you would only insane make amounts of money.
You're running an incredibly profitable business.
Yes, that is
he
true.
Spoke on that as well.
Well, good. I just wouldn't have expected that, but yeah.
But do you believe that?
I mean, yeah, I do. I don't want to think, I mean, I think that actors have to have a, you know,
thick skin
anyway. You know,
so because they get turned down so many times.
Just the audition alone,
yes.
So anyway, okay. What do you make of Gwyneth Paltrow hyping her $150 vibrator that can be worn as a necklace around your neck?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Is this a potential Mother's Day present?
Yes. Yes. Here's what it says. It's a pretty bullet-shaped pendant that transition from night out to night in. It's 24-karat gold. It's finished in 24-karat gold. The pendant is 4 inches long. Hmm. 4 inches long?
Lori.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on now.
It has 4 speeds and 2 modes and is known for being quiet, and it looks lovely layered with other necklaces. But a warning on the Goop website says this product is not returnable.
Let me see what it looks like. How heavy would that be? Who would? Yeah, she's
it not. Looks like a lockpick.
It looks like a big nail.
Yeah, it does. It
looks like a long nail you put into a 2x4.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, Gwyneth.
Put into a 2x4.
I mean, that is a very small vibrator.
No, that is a topical. That's an eyebrow vibrator.
Lori.
That's a topical vibrator.
It's looks like a nail.
It does.
I mean, good luck. Have fun. You lose it. Yeah. I mean, where is that going?
And she actually, on the Goop website, I looked into her pleasure shop. She actually has fur oil for freshening up pubic hair, should you have any.
No, okay.
Okay.
Well, it's like beard oil.
Right.
It works. It's just
like beard oil.
Anyway.
Well, I'm kind of impressed. It might mean pubes are coming back.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
You know.
I love it.
Listen.
Hey.
70s all the way. Johnny Depp lands $20 million Dior deal. The biggest men's fragrance contract ever.
Dior Sauvage is going to continue to retain Johnny Depp. He has been the face for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Since 2015.
Almost.
And
that's Casey bought that.
I bought it. I told you. I told
it
Sam.
It smells so good.
I told Sam. Yes. My son wanted it for his birthday, and we went, it's not cheap.
No, I know it isn't.
And he got it, and then I came in and I told Grant.
Yes.
And Grant went and bought it.
I love it.
It smells so good.
Smells so good. And so he, you know, Sauvage.
Casey always buys it at duty free at the Cancun airport.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can get like during, you know, after the bad article ran on Johnny Depp, Dior Sauvage still ran their ads.
Oh, yes. They were
one of the few people that stayed behind them, and the sales continued.
Yeah.
And then they went in hard a week after he won the trial.
Yes.
And they found Amber Heard guilty of libel.
Yeah.
So he just says, you know, he's very happy about this.
I'm sure he is. Somebody's got to pay for that wine.
Yep. He's focused on work right now, and he's got all these movies coming out and doing some other things. But I say good for Johnny.
Johnny, that's
highest
right.
Highest contract ever for a male.
It must sell like
it's
every
good.
5 minutes.
Well, don't you like the smell of it?
I love
it. Yeah, I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Casey bought it, this was, you know, at least 5 years ago, and he was like, help me just pick out a new fragrance.
Right.
And I was like drawn to the Sauvage. Because of the Johnny
Depp
commercial.
The ads were so hot when they first came out and everything. So anyway, I'm glad for him on that one.
Okay. Kevin Costner is reportedly very, quote unquote, disappointed in all of these Yellowstone delays. You know what I got to say, my Hollywood speak? Why can't Beth Dutton just inherit the Yellowstone Ranch? Why can't the storyline just be full Beth and Rip? John Dutton has a heart attack. He hates being the governor so much. None of this is hard to write. Just let Beth inherit the Dutton Ranch.
Because they have great people in the series, and they're all going to lose their jobs now.
There's no filming to be done anyway right now.
But we don't know that in the whatever iteration with Matthew McConaughey, Beth and the gang.
They could be a part of it. That's what I've read.
He could be a long lost John Dutton cousin.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where they could keep Beth's character.
But I want Beth to have.
Sure, of course.
To me, she seals every scene that she's in.
Yes. And Rip does a little bit with just his.
But I just think she deserves to.
She does.
But I don't know that. Where is Taylor Sheridan?
Wow. On his ranch.
He's with Shelly.
Counting his money.
Exactly.
Mm hmm.
Is he a Scientologist?
No.
You know that for sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you take it to mean by this? Kim Zolciak and Croy are avoiding each other while living together in their Georgia mansion as they've each filed for divorce.
Well, if they have that Zoom or whatever that camera is that everyone has, what's that called? Ring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can see on camera where each other's are and avoid them completely.
And I've watched that show. It's a huge house.
It's huge.
You could live on two separate sites. And just have a Ring camera down in the kitchen.
And if you're going through a bad divorce and you live in the same house, you would not want to see each other.
Right. And they do have four children under the age of 10.
They have to interact at some point.
I mean.
They've scheduled.
They don't have enough money. The IRS is calling. They don't have enough money to pay any rent.
Jeez.
They have to live in this big mansion. Good thing it is a big house. They're avoiding each other while living together. And I thought, well, it's easier to do in a 20,000 square foot home than,
1,500.
Yeah, 1,500 square foot home.
It's hard to avoid people. Adidas is selling off all of its leftover Yeezys and giving some of the money to charity.
Yeah.
Wow. What does that mean? Did they just wait it for enough time and now there's going to be some demand for it?
That and yesterday the story came out that they're bringing back. Yeah, the sneak speak is, originally it came back and they said that there was a horrible leak with bad sources saying that they were going to start selling them again. But now it has come out a day later. They've just got a lot of inventory. And the sneak talk on is there's still a lot of demand for these shoes, even though people hate him in the sneakerwear world. I don't like them. I think they look hideous, but people love them. They're comfortable and they're still have this because they've been shut down and there's this bad juju about them.
So now there's even
them.
More demand.
Exactly. It's brought up the demand more. So as Adidas here is trying to look like, hey, we're just going to get rid of this and donate some of it. They know what they have. They've got some money sitting.
Money for charity.
Yeah, that means
enough
time. Yeah, 5%.
Yeah, and they're going to bank on the rest of it because they're not going to lose on a couple warehouses of shoes. Yeah.
And does Kanye get 15%. Paid?
15%.
He does. Okay.
Yeah. So they're still working with him technically, even though they said
they can't throw them away. They're perfectly good shoes.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if they would, they would just donate them to third world countries.
Right. There you go.
That's what
they're not going to do that.
No.
No, you're right.
Nope. All right. We'll be back.